حديث العباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علمني شيئا أسأله الله تعالى قال صلى الله العافية صلى الله العافية فمكثت أياما ثم جئت فقلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علمني شيئا أسأله الله تعالى قال لي يا عباس يا عم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله العافية في الدنيا والآخرة رواه الترمذي أبو الفضل عباس بن عبد المطلب was the uncle of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was known as Abu al-Fadl, named Hazrat Abbas رضي الله عنه. He was the uncle of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the son of عبد المطلب. So now he was the uncle of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I said, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, teach me something, teach me a dua that I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this dua. In other words, I will continuously make this dua. Teach me such a dua that I can continuously make and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that dua. Who is asking? The uncle is asking the nephew. قَالَ سَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَ رَسُولُ اللَّهَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, told him that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyat. فَمَكَثْتُ أَيَّامًا he said, I remained for a few days like that. I waited for a few days. I remained like that with the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ جِئْتُ فَقُلْتُ then I went back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلِّمْنِي شَيْئًا O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me something. أَسْأَلُهُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this dua. قَالَ لِي He said to me, يَا عَبَّاسِ يَا عَمَّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Look what a beautiful way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his uncle. His uncle came back to him to ask him for another dua. And look what a beautiful way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that he had given his uncle a very, very beautiful dua. Obviously the nephew is giving the uncle. He'll give him a very beautiful, very special dua. We'll go into the meaning of this dua just now. More into the meaning of afiyat. But he tells his uncle in such a beautiful way. He addresses his uncle in such a beautiful way. He says, Ya Rasul, when after his uncle tells him, Ya Rasulullah, allimni shay'an, teach me something, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. Now this was for the second time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Amma Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Abbas, first he told him, Ya Abbas, Ya Amma Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Oh Hazrat Abbas, Oh the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See what a nice way he addressed him. To make him feel nice. He said, Oh Abbas, and then he said, Oh the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't need to tell him, Oh the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew he was the uncle. You don't have to tell the uncle that you are the uncle. But he addressed him as, Ya Amma Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To give him that extra special virtue that you are my uncle. So I'm addressing you as my uncle. I called him by his name and then he said, Now I'm addressing you as my uncle, as the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something we need to bring in our lives. This is something we need to bring, especially the youth of today. Going on a different way, sometimes the parents, the elders, the teachers in the school, the instructors in the universities, this is a common complaint that the respect is no longer left. The respect for the teachers, respect for the parents, respect for the uncles, respect for the grandparents, it is going away by the wayside. It's something that is lost. And look at the beautiful words. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the greatest of the great, he could have just told his uncle what to say. But here he's teaching us a beautiful thing. That when his great people and his seniors and elders, give them that respect. One thing, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi sahab rahmatullahi alayh, he explains that there is something known as farqi maratib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different levels and different people at different levels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made somebody the father, somebody the son, somebody the employer, somebody the employee, somebody the worker, and somebody the boss. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody the uncle, somebody the nephew, somebody the grandmother, somebody the grandfather. This was the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how adab will fit in and how akhlaq works is that everyone respects that maratib, those different levels that Allah Pak has created it. Once we respect that, automatically one of the things we are bringing in our lives is akhlaq, we bring adab in our life. That we respect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this person as the uncle, Allah Pak has created this person as the nephew, Allah Pak has created this person as my teacher, I have to respect him. It doesn't matter how much knowledge I got, but he's my teacher right up till the day he passes away. I've got to show him the respect as the teacher. So anyway, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu as his uncle. He says, Ya Abbas, Ya Amma Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salullah al-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyat in this world and in the next world. In other words, this afiyat is such a great thing. It is comprehensive in its nature. If a person has got this afiyat, he's got everything. So what is meant by this afiyat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling his uncle Hazrat Abbas radiallahu to make dua for this? And this is a very easy one for us to remember this word afiyat. And ask, continuously ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me afiyat. In fact, this is one of the du'as that one of Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, he would make in abundance. The du'a that he would make most was this du'a asking for afiyat. So how does a person, or what does the meaning of afiyat first? Afiyat means that a person has complete ease in every respect, in every way. Afiyat means complete ease as far as his deen is concerned. To practice his deen, there is no problems, there is no hurdles, there is no impediments in him practicing upon his deen. This person practicing upon his deen also would ease. A person able to go to work and carry out his work with ease. A person is able to go from the masjid to his home with ease, come with ease, travel with ease. Every single thing with ease. In other words, whatever a person needs to do, he's doing it with ease. He's carrying out his responsibilities with ease, he's able to look after his parents with ease, he's able to help the poor with ease, he's able to do every single thing that is virtuous with ease, and he's able to stay away from guna also with ease. It would ease, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making easy for me to stay away from guna. I'm not getting so burdened and feeling so hard. It would is afiyat and ease, I'm able to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm able to refrain from guna with complete ease. No person is free from problems. Sometimes a person has got mental problems, sometimes he's got financial problems, sometimes a person has got domestic problems, wife and husband, sometimes it's with the children, sometimes it's with the grandchildren, sometimes it's with the staff. Often you find people complaining that the staff now are taking out litigation and action against the boss, and now they're going to the unions. So people got problem with the staff, people got problem with the children, people got problem financially. So everyone has got some problem. But when a person has got afiyat, it means, Allah, save me from that problem also with my staff. Save me with the problem with my clients. Save me with the problems with my customers. Save me with the problems with the police. Save me with the problems in every way, every type of problem, whether it's legal problems, whether it's medical problems. Every type of ease, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me. And the second time that Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu had come and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Salullah al-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allah grant me ease in this dunya and grant me ease in the akhirah. Grant me ease in the akhirah also means that save me from the fear and the azab of the qabr. Save me from the fear and the azab of the day of qiyamah. Save me from the fear and the azab on that day when people will be perspiring, when the sun will be so low. All those difficulties, Allah, save me from that fear and that worry also. And it also means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me all the bounties of Jannah, is all included in afiyat. When the person has got the bounties of Jannah, then he has got afiyat. So such a comprehensive and such a complete dua, we should also try and make this dua regularly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me this afiyat. And afiyat is something that is linked with good deeds. If a person makes the dua only, but he doesn't do the good a'mal that bring about this afiyat, then it won't have any effect. One of our ulama, used to give such a nice example. He says it's like an example of a vehicle. You got the air condition on full, but you got all the windows open. So it's like that asking, making a dua is like putting that air condition on. But then you're leaving all the windows open by committing all the gunas. So you're not going to feel the coolness. You're not going to feel the coolness of the cool air, because all the hot air from outside is coming in. So gunas is like that. It's bringing all the hot air into our lives, all the heat into our lives. And then we got the aircon on and we say we're making dua, but there's no afiyat coming. Doesn't work like that. First, we've got to take the necessary means and close those windows of guna, of sins, shut out guna and sins from our life, and then make this dua, like calling the air condition, and a person will feel that coolness, that cool breeze of his dua, of his salat, of his tilawat, of his dhikr, of his tahajjud, of his nafil salah. He feel all these things now, and he shuts off all those gunas, and now he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.